This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Geek Girl Speak. Geek Girl Speak. It's time for Geek Girl Speak. It's all about geek girls, the ladies of the nerd. What it's like to be a geek, what do we think, and much, much more with special guests, special interviews, and very special podcasts. It's Geek Girl Speak. Because we're listening and you're talking. And we're doing it for you. Geek Girl Speak. Ladies of the Nerd, only on Sci-Fi and Scream, only on Joy 94.9.
I've been running a video web series on YouTube called Feminist Frequency, where I deconstruct the representations of women in the media. I try to provide the tools to give people the language to talk about sexism and issues of gender using accessible language from popular culture, such as TV shows, movies, comic books, and video games. Now, video games are really interesting because it's actually the fastest growing form of mass media today. So again, I've been playing games for a while, but there's something that's always kind of bothered me. It is no secret that the video game industry boasts some of the most sexually objectified, stereotyped, and downright oppressive portrayals of women in any medium. So with that in mind, I decided to launch a fundraising campaign on the crowdfunding website Kickstarter, where I would create a series of videos to look specifically at the way women are represented in video games. The idea being that if you were interested in the project, you could donate, and if you weren't interested, you could choose not to donate. It's pretty straightforward, right? I mean, what could possibly go wrong? Yeah. Turns out that there are a bunch of male gamers out there who were, shall we say, not too excited about this project. I've sadly gotten used to sexist slurs and sexist insults, usually involving kitchens and sandwiches. But what happened this time was a little bit different. I found myself the target of a massive online hate campaign. All of my social media sites were flooded with threats of rape, violence, sexual assault, death. And you'll notice that these threats and comments were all specifically targeting my gender. The Wikipedia article about me was vandalized with sexism, racism, and pornographic images. There was a campaign to report all of my social media accounts, including my Kickstarter, my YouTube, my Twitter, and they would report them as fraud, as spam, even as terrorism, in an effort to get them suspended. They attempted to knock my website offline, hack into my email and other accounts. They attempted to collect and distribute my personal information, including my home address and phone number. There were images made, pornographic images made in my likeness being raped by video game characters and sent to me again and again. There was even a game made where players were invited to beat the bitch up, in which upon clicking on the screen, an image of me would become increasingly battered and bruised. You get the point, we'll move on. What's even more disturbing, if that's even possible, than this overt display of misogyny on a grand scale, is that the perpetrators openly referred to this harassment campaign and their abuse as a game. They referred to their abuse as a game.
All the geeky ladies, all the geeky ladies. This is Maud Garrett, Chief Bomb of Geek Bomb. You can find us at geekbomb.net, but you are listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. All the geeky ladies, all the geeky ladies. What?
More and more women are sick and tired of being told they're unwelcome. Yeah, which it's about recognizing that everyone should be welcome. There was something that we needed to do as men, more than just, you know, say that this wasn't our fault, to actually identify ourselves as people who recognize the problem, taking active steps to spread, you know, the awareness of that amongst our own gender, because ultimately this is our gender's problem in the first place. a lot of gaming women, and they've all got a horror story to tell about some time in the gaming experience where they were made to feel extremely unwelcome.
This is Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9 with Sonia the Squeamer, and we're talking to Steve Darlington, all the way in Brizzy. He's got something important. He's got a message. It's the message, or men ending slurs and sexist attitudes in the gaming environment. Of course, we're welcoming you to Sci-Fi and Squeam. Steve.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Can you tell us, obviously tell the listener, about what men ending slurs and sexist attitudes in the gaming environment's all about?
Well, as we say in the name, we are trying to improve the gaming environment. That's board gaming, all sorts of tabletop in games, so role-playing games as well, and computer games, and all the full experience of gaming for women particularly, but all minority. Coming at that from the perspective of talking to men and advocating men to advocate for these people, as opposed to coming from the voice of the minorities themselves.
How long have you been going for?
Launched in November of 2012. And we've been slowly growing to have an international presence now, which is really exciting, thanks to the internet, but also through word of mouth, spreading amongst gamers across Australia and across the world.
So what inspired you, firstly, to put this together?
It's mostly just me. There was a few people who helped out getting us set up and getting our graphics together and our website, but at the moment it's mostly just me. It's always been a concern of mine, the way that women and other people are treated in gaming, particularly women. I know a lot of gaming women, and they've all got a horror story to tell about some time in the gaming experience where they were made to feel extremely unwelcome. 2012, there was a lot of watershed moments that really brought that into focus in the computer gaming industry in particular. There were incidents where a woman who works for BioWare was making comments about making gaming more accessible for those who have a different idea about gaming, and because she was female, she's attacked in the most horrendous ways, as often happens on the internet. And at the same time, Anita Sarkeesian launched her now famous web videos looking at sexism in the gaming industry, and just the idea of anyone even asking that question caused her to be attacked as well.
Yes, it was very virulent. That was around the same time, wasn't it, 2012?
Yep.
I remember it. The site went down a few times, didn't it? It was so bogged down, not just by haters and people with really disturbing attitudes, but also, and trolls, but also people in defense of her. Like, it was pretty, it was a real red flare, really. Red flag to the whole situation.
It became something that everyone was suddenly talking about and trying to think about solutions. And the thing that really struck me is that a lot of there was a lot of female voices talking about making things better, but most of the male voices were simply limited to, well, it's not me, and I don't know how to stop these other people. And it struck me that there was something that we needed to do as men more than just, you know, say that this wasn't our fault, to actually identify ourselves as people who recognize the problem, are taking active steps to spread the awareness of that amongst our own gender, because ultimately this is our gender's problem in the first place.
Yeah, no, it's very similar to the Reclaim the Night and some of those more very progressive and proactive stances that men have made. Particularly men have gone, okay, so there's violence out there, it's not safe for women to get about, like Reclaim the Night, and so it was about just doing that with women to say, well, the buck stops here, some of the responsibility is there, and almost like a brotherhood, you know, coming to aid a lot of women to feel safe. And I guess, especially in the internet world, it can be very, as we all know, it can be a very difficult, very challenging area.
Absolutely. There's a very toxic attitude that's developed throughout the internet, and it's becoming more and more obvious. Computer gaming has a problem with its marketing and its culture that suggests to the world and to young men in particular that it is a male area. And unfortunately, that's just not true. Fortunately, that is true. That is not true. It's now, estimates put it, 45-50% of computer gamers are female, and the number's climbing around 30% at least in tabletop gaming. So it just isn't that male-dominated world anymore. And I think that's possibly why we're seeing this sort of pushback, is because more and more women are sick and tired of being told they're unwelcome. Yeah, it's about recognizing that everyone should be welcome.
And it is changing, because like some of the statistics show, I believe it's about 45 or 46%, might even be higher now, of women who actually, are in the market as far as computer games, as purchasers, as customers, as fans of computer games and gaming. You know, the environment has to change to keep up, and so do the companies and, people that create these games as well.
That's right, absolutely. Mm.
What we're doing, of course, for Geek Girl Speak and for Sci-Fi and Squeam, that's all about asking women, girls, female people of that persuasion who are geeks or nerds and what their experience is like firsthand, secondhand, what their opinions are, and purely looking at how, you know, conventions, how the gaming industry or the gaming world, popular culture in general, how it treats them, how they feel, are they represented well, are they not? Cosplayers, what their experience is like, because that's also quite fraught with challenges too for a lot of females. And so to get a man's opinion, just to the listener out there, we're not saying that you can't be a man to have very strong views and be proactive and protect and, you know, be feminist, basically.
Yeah, one thing we are very conscious of is not to ever take away the voices of women in this regard and to give them a platform. But it's also, I think men can absolutely play a role to amplify those voices, and to get other men to shut up and listen. Basically, it's all too easy to ignore a problem when it's coming from someone that you can see as being not part of your group. When the voice comes from within, it's much harder to ignore it. So that's what we think we can encourage people to do with our group and our mission.
Very good of you to do that. Now, as far as the time and energy that this takes up for you personally, has this become a really big thing for you?
It certainly does consume a lot of my my time, and that's always an issue, especially when it comes to juggling things like funding and things like that. You take that on when you take up a cause like this, and you just try and find a balance. We are at the moment looking at, you know, talking to people who have similar views and looking at ways that we can combine our strengths and try and do more with more people.
So you're looking at fundraising. What are the reasons for that? What are the sort of things you are having to do?
Well, just everything that an advocacy society does costs money. We do. We have a website which costs money to run, and security that we need on that website requires software. We get hacked attempts all the time.
Okay.
So we need quite good security on our website. We have events that require printing flyers and advertising. We have merchandise that we try to sell, but getting those printed in the first place requires an income stream and so on. So there's all sorts of things that I guess people might not necessarily think of immediately. But all these things require money to get them off the ground. And we are looking at possibly getting some sort of support from the government, some fashion, but we haven't actually been able to follow that up at this moment. There are, thankfully, some movements through the government to support the game industry and the game hobby, which is really encouraging, and particularly supporting for minorities and stuff. So,
Is that on the state level, Queensland only, or are we looking federal?
This is what I've heard from Queensland.
Oh, okay.
We do have a fairly thriving game industry here, and we have a lot of students at QUT who are working in the industry and building startups, and so that's attracted a lot of attention. And the computer game industry has realized that they can never ignore the tabletop industry because there's a lot of crossover in design theory as well as market. We actually see a great deal of board gaming going on in Brisbane. We have three game cafes at the moment, and lots of local game events being run at other cafes and places. We have Queensland government sponsors board gaming in the centre of our city every once a month. The Brisbane Library also does a board gaming event once a month, so we have an enormous amount of visibility going on here. It's great.
That's extraordinary. That's fantastic. Did you get a chance to go to PAX? I know PAX was in Melbourne. Did you get any opportunity to do that? Or
it was... But speaking of things that cost money, the acquiring the plane tickets, accommodation, and tickets to get in is always an issue. We hope to go to PAX. We were trying to go to PAX this year, but the tickets sold out before we could actually get the finances in.
Yep.
They sell out in about a week.
Yep.
So we've got plans in place to do some fundraising and get some money together so we can have a presence at PAX next year. And also hoping to have a presence at the Supernova, which are going around Australia. And they've always particularly focused on comics and anime and movies and so on, but they've just started to expand into games. So we're hoping to have a presence there as well.
That'd be great. We should definitely talk about something in the future there. Okay, yep. Steve. Now, just as a brief before we do let you go, what sort of message have you got for girls, for females, for women, young and old, who are out there in the gaming industry or, are gamers as well, and as far as for Geek Girls Speak, What should they do if they are finding it really hard out there and not getting the respect?
It's a difficult question, and in many ways I think a female is better at answering that question than I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have more experience of what works. The only thing I can really suggest is to not let them get you down, to, you know, not assume that all men are like that. I mean, it's a fair assumption to be wary, but yeah, just the fact that we're out here and trying to make a difference, maybe it can give them that little bit more confidence to understand that there are men out there who won't be pushing them back. If they try one more time or whatever and can get past those negative experiences, there is an environment there where some of us are working to make sure that they are welcome and their voice is heard. And right. We want that. You know, it's not just that we are letting them in. We really want women in gaming, because every new voice from a new angle provides better gaming and more interesting gaming. And there are a lot of men who are really hungry to see these kind of new ideas come in from different kinds of people who haven't been working in the industry.
Mm.
It's something that we really are hoping will happen to make things better for all of us.
All right, and what is the website where people can go to find out more or get in touch with you as far as the message goes?
www.gamermessage, so that's all one word, gamermessage.com.
That's wonderful. Look, thank you so much for speaking to us on Sci-Fi and Scream, Steve. We must do it again and a bit longer next time, okay?
Yep.
Thank you again, Steve Darlington from Brisbane, with the message, or also known as men ending
slurs and sexual attitudes in the gaming environment.
That's it. Excellent. I'll get you to say that one more time, if you don't mind.
Steve Darlington for Men Ending Slurs and Sexist Attitudes in the Gaming Environment.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Life can take you on some pretty strange journeys and leave you feeling a little bit twisted. Take some time to embrace the darkness so you can fully perceive the brightness of the light. Join us on Sci-Fi and Scream every Tuesday night, 10 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.